produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." In each radio program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and the broken pieces of your life. He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for you to know that He loves and cares for you. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in this world and in our lives. He wants for us to choose Him alone and the plans that He has for your lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give help so that you can overcome battles of brokenness in your life. You can move past the brokenness in your life by sharing my personal testimonies and personal testimonies of others that have been through different battles in life. I teach how I chose to become a better broken. from my personal experiences, using scripture to glean upon from the Bible, and asking questions for you to think about, I teach how you can overcome the battles of brokenness that you too might face. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books or devotions and to turn these points around into things that we are dealing with right now in our lives. I have used the quote in the introduction of the book for you several times. And at the very beginning, I stated, "It's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations." John 16:33 states, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to remind me of that I can learn from the trials in my life. You too can learn from the trials in your own personal life. The trials that you experience today will be a great testimony and help to someone else someday if you allow for it to be used by the Lord. Someday, we will all be able to look back to the times of our brokenness and our trials, and we will be able to be a blessing and a help to someone else. God can carry us through our broken times, and He can help us to build off of them. So this week, I want to talk about the first chapter of my book, A Better Broken for Ladies, The Pattern of Brokenness. So we're going to begin. Last time, I shared some of the things in the book. I shared about the introduction of the loss cycle and the different cycles that we go through when we have broken times in our lives. And so I want to start on chapter one, which is entitled Disbelief, Shock, and Denial Because of Brokenness. And I put a little quote there that the author is unknown, but I really thought it would be a good quote to kind of kick off on. And it says, "You can't change what's going on around you until you start changing what's going on within you. There is no way that you can heal from brokenness in life if you do not try to change what it is that's going on inside of you." As we talked through the introduction of the book here, we talked about the different losses that you go through, or the cycle that you go through, which is normal for all losses that we have in our life. And so these are losses that maybe, for instance, a loved one passed away and you are having a hard time with dealing with their death. Maybe a relationship ends. Maybe you lose a job, or you have to unexpectedly move or give up something. These are cycles that we all go through when we're facing a battle of brokenness in our lives. And so the first three things that I'm going to talk about is disbelief, and then that leads to shock and denial. I don't think that I've seen a truer statement than the one that I read before just a few minutes ago. I never imagined that there would come a time in my personal life that I would have to fight Satan so hard in what has gone on within me, the battles and the war that was raging on within me. And so I have always loved the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that He's my personal Lord and Savior. But I did not realize that the battles that I was going to have to fight, and dealing with different types of brokenness, and dealing with different types of depression and anxiety, and all of these things that you can go through not just one trial, but multiple trials that you might have in your life. And so I have learned a lot myself as I've battled Satan in some of these trials. And I have always loved and been sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But lately it seems like I'm constantly fighting Satan and his wicked ways. It's challenging, but I'm still fighting. Are you there, my friend? Have you been placed in a situation where you now live in disbelief and shock because of the brokenness that you just learned about, or that you're just going through, just now going through? Maybe you've been going through something for many, many years and you've not given it to the Lord. After the shock of whatever it is that you have the brokenness that you have in your life, are you living in denial that what is happening in your life is not really what is happening? Do you kind of feel like that maybe you are in a nightmare and that if you would just wake up from this nightmare, everything would be back to normal the way it was before? Have you been there? Do you feel like you are doing nothing more than fighting Satan every day, minute by minute? And the thoughts that he is consistently trying to pollute your mind with, are you there? Are you needing help with these areas in your life? In 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, it states that, hold on, let me turn to my Bible. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Satan wants your mind. Satan wants your thoughts just as well as he wants your body to go after the things of this world. It is a constant mind battle and sometimes a physical battle as well. When you are in this state of mind, Satan fights you hard in those physical battles and in those mind battles that you might be having. Satan knows that he can get you the most when you are down. When you feel like you are going into this state of mind, confess to God that you're weak and that Satan is trying to overtake what God is doing in your life. Allow for the Holy Spirit to overcome the demons. And yes, all of these things are demons that we battle with. And listen to the Lord Jesus Christ as he speaks over Satan. I may be a pastor's wife, but I face the same battles as you do. As I have said before, and those of you in the ministry can also relate to this, I sometimes wonder if those of us who serve in the ministry, like pastor's wives, Christian school teachers, youth pastor wives, if we sometimes have more battles than the average person. And I'm not trying to say that to be pious or anything, but I wonder, do we face more battles because of the work that we are doing for Christ? Maybe you're a lady that did not want to be in the ministry, but your husband was called, and so you're just following him. There have been many moments that I have faced in my life in the ministry that I have no longer wanted to be a pastor's wife. But I have to submit to the Lord, and it's what my husband still feels God has called him to do. So I have to put my shoes on and keep going, even when I want to stop and quit. But I do wonder if we have to face more battles than the average person. If Satan can get to us, those of us that work in the ministry, then he has our family and he has our ministry. So he ruins everything if we allow for him to. There's been times in my personal walk with the Lord that I've had get real moments with the Lord. And I've spilled out all of my private thoughts, confusion, depression, concerns, all of the things that I was going through and feeling at that moment, I've spilled it out to the Lord. And my mindset, after I give it to the Lord, I start to feel better, and he helps my mindset to change. And I have the Lord's complete, I know that I have the Lord's complete forgiveness in my life, and I know that He is still with me in those times, no matter how much I have doubted Him, no matter how much I have cried to Him, and maybe even screamed at Him. When we get mad or upset with somebody, what is our natural instinct to do? To cry out, to scream aloud. So there's been moments in my life that I cannot say I've never been angry with God. Not necessarily with Him, but with the direction that He's had in my own life. Maybe I haven't always been pleased with what He asked for us to do. And I have wondered, where was He? Was He really there for me? And those are times in my life that I have to pour my heart out and give it to the Lord. And I know in my heart that He is still there with me, no matter how much I've doubted Him, no matter how much I've cried and thrown my fists at Him. I've had those be real moments in my personal life. Be real with the Lord. And that's what He wants for us to do. We are human, just like everyone else. The only person that lived here on earth that was perfect was the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's no way that I can live a perfect life and not have thoughts of anger, not have thoughts of denial and disbelief and shock and the heartaches and struggles that we may have. Maybe you need to stop what you're doing right now. Maybe you need to cry out to Him. Be real with Him. And let Him know all of your pain. He already knows all of our pain. Let Him know your pain, fear, heartaches, and your struggles. Our Lord is not just a God that's in heaven watching over us. When we visualize God, we visualize Him sitting on the throne looking down at us and wanting to know if we are going to do right or wrong. He is not going to do that. He is not going to constantly sit on His throne and judge us. He wants us to be real with Him. And so I've had those moments of get real moments with God too. And my mindset, every time that I do go to the Lord and I do depend on Him, I realize and I see that He is not just sitting on His throne watching over us. He loves us unconditionally, and He wants us to come back to Him when we wander off and we don't go to Him in certain times of our lives. And as the diagram shows in my book, in the first chapter, usually disbelief, shock, and denial are the first things that set in when you're going through any type of brokenness. Here is a testimony of a dear friend of mine, whom I've called my little sister since she was in junior high. I was in high school at the time. And when I saw Tammy the first day that she came to our little small Christian school, I realized that she probably felt alone. She knew nobody. She was not from our church or anything, so she did not know anybody when she first came to the school. And so I made that choice to pick up and to go to her and to introduce myself to her. And then immediately, with her little bubbly, cute personality, I adopted her as my little sister. And we've been dear friends ever since. And so from dealing with personal emotional scars and pain to feeling alone and feeling that no one understands who she is or was at that time, to dealing with grieving with the loss of her mother, this is her testimony. But are you being a teenager? I was shocked and appalled by the question the seasoned saint asked me after church one Sunday morning. At the time, I was the church overachiever. I was 16 and already out of high school. I had been through all of the children's ministerial training my father, our children's pastor, had been through. I had been accepted to a top 25 private college. I had never missed anything at church. I was teaching my Sunday school class, which had a teacher, but I was the assistant teaching the younger kids in children's church on Wednesday nights. I had served as a camp counselor and was the youngest to ever do so. But then I realized that my pastor's granddaughter was my only friend, and I pretty much only interacted with ministerial wives, some whom began to wonder if my dad was really a cradle robber. I realized that Tammy was simply known as the Reverend Hall's daughter. The teens in my church talked to me, but that was about it. I found myself trying to prove that I was just like them, but it didn't matter because I had been pushed to achieve this question, and this question was asked. I was a different person at home and had friends, yet at church, I was seen as intimidating, and people were too afraid of my dad to get to know me and to let me be. I didn't flaunt who I was. Actually, I hated the attention and the walking around on eggshells. I was accused of competing with people, even though Dad and I were known for giving our last to help someone else. I will never forget the Sunday that I stood up during Sunday school review and boldly stated, "I'm not in competition with anybody." However, that's not what they saw. They saw the straight-A student who could answer every question in church without flinching. They saw the girl who went to a predominantly white Christian school and appeared to not have any problems. They saw the valedictorian whose graduation was made more important than taking the Lord's Supper while the with the pastor not doing the same for his own later on. For the one friend I had, with the pastor not doing the same for his own later on, for the one friend I had. They didn't see Tammy. Even today, people struggle to see the woman and not the daughter. It still does your dad know, or your dad didn't tell us? Sigh. Sign the daughter of a minister who wants to be seen as the married woman, mother, and businesswoman, and not the daughter. Author Tammy Polk. And my precious friend Tammy learned that her identity is not in her heritage or in her title. Her identity is in Jesus Christ, the one who formed her into one of the godliest ladies and friendliest ladies that I personally know. And God formed her to be who she is today. I have learned a lot from her testimony, and I think of her often, especially when I go through battles in my own life. And there were many times Tammy would tell you that I would either pick up the phone and call her or text her or message her when I am facing a battle. She's one of the very first people that I go to. And one night, as I was speaking to another friend, trying to encourage them as they were going through a hard time with a burden that they had, I tried to say things to encourage them. Then I made the statement, no matter the outcome, we must accept the Lord's yeses as well as his no's. She snapped back, that's easy for someone to say who isn't going through it. And she is correct. It is easier to say when you're not going through it. What if you have been told, been through much worse yourself? Was what I said not true? No matter the outcome, we have to accept the Lord's yeses and his no's. It may be easy for me to say that when you're going through hard times in your life right now. And I may not understand everything that you're going through right now, but there is one person who does, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is one person who loves and takes care of us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He understands every emotional battle that we go through because he went through it while he was here on the earth. He walked through every type of feeling of brokenness that you could ever feel. And probably so much worse than what we went through, because he loved us so compassionately and so deeply. And so my message for you today, I'm going to stop there in the book. And I hope to be interviewing Tammy soon so that she can tell you some words of wisdom personally. And maybe we can get that worked up for the next radio show. But I want you to know that, no, I may not understand the personal trial that you are going through, but I have been through some things in my life, and I have dealt with every single one of these emotions that you feel of brokenness in my personal life. And so, though I may not understand the trial that you are facing right at this moment, I can tell you that the Lord Jesus does. And his only desire in his heart is to be there for every single one of us. I don't know how God does what he does. I don't know how he gives us his time and how he gives us each. I mean, there's so many burdens in this world, and I can't understand personally how God makes time for each and every one of us. But that's the power and the mystery of our God. There's no way we can understand how he is there to love us and comfort us in our times of brokenness. But we can go to him when we have battles in our lives. We can go to him when we don't understand the brokenness and the trials that we are facing at this moment. Are you someone who has lost your identity? And whatever it is that you are doing, are you someone that people look to as the perfect person who has never done anything wrong, and you have a facade to kind of live up to because of what people think about you? There are so many times that we try to be what people think we ought to be or who we ought to be, but we mess up because we are not perfect, we're human, and we don't give our burdens and battles to the Lord. And so therefore, when we don't give those burdens to him, we try to make it on our own, and we try to do things, or maybe even take medication or whatever it is to help us to overcome those things instead of giving it to the Lord. I'm not saying that medication is a bad thing. We're going to talk about that later on. I myself am on medication that helps me deal with different battles and stuff that I personally face. So medication is not wrong. But if you go to other things before you go to the Lord, that's where it becomes wrong. Because he wants us to run to him first before we do anything. And then he will give us peace of mind and guide us as we go through that cycle. And so as I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say a special thank you to two wonderful ladies who are such an inspiration to so many and in my personal life, and that's Kayla Paget and also Tammy Pope, the friend that I read the testimony of today. I am incredibly blessed to be able to continue on this journey in the radio program, and I thank you two ladies for asking me to be involved. And I want to say a special thank you to my husband and my kids for their constant love and support, and to my other family and precious friends that God has blessed me with. Thank you all so much for your continuous love and support. And I also want to say a very special thank you to you all who are listening. Again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast, and my name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. If you are interested in my handmade resin jewelry or my books or my crafts, you can also find me on my Facebook and Instagram business pages under the title A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection, or Angie West. If you are interested in my books, you can also find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Thank you again for listening, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.